We are starting off the work week with quiet weather across New York and western New England. We have a blend of sunshine and clouds. There's also a decent amount of smoke in our air aloft. There are a number of wildfires burning in the western half of North America, and some of that smoke has worked its way all the way to the East Coast. To our southwest, I'm watching an area of some showers and thunderstorms. It's all being triggered by a weak area of low pressure and its associated warm front. Moving into tonight, that storm energy will begin to push a little bit closer to us, and that will bring us the chance of a passing shower or storm, mainly in areas southwest of the capital region. We are seeing an increase in humidity today as well, and it will be a muggy night across our area, with temperatures mainly in the 60s to right around 70s, so a fairly stuffy night is ahead for us. We'll also have the potential for some areas of fog to form as the night moves along. And over the next couple of days, we will feel that humidity in our area, with dew point temperatures climbing well up into the 60s to around 70. And we also have the chance for some more showers and thunderstorms, at least through Wednesday, possibly even through the day on Thursday. So we have a disturbance rolling through tomorrow. That will be our next chance for some scattered showers and storms. And some of these storms tomorrow could produce some heavy downpours. Daytime highs will be on the warm side, generally running in the upper 70s to mid 80s. Again, it will be fairly humid tomorrow. It will be humid again on Wednesday with another shot at some showers and storms as a cold front crosses. The front will be to our south on Thursday. That means it will turn less humid as we head into Thursday. But I'm watching the potential for another wave of low pressure to ride along that front. And if that occurs, there is the chance for maybe some showers and storms even behind the front as we go through the day. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds, patchy fog, warm and muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid, high 78 to 84. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Increasing clouds tonight, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, areas of fog, warm and muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid, high 78 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds, chance of a shower or storm, patchy fog, warm and muggy, low 65 to 70. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds, chance of a shower or storm, areas of fog, warm and muggy, low 65 to 70, and tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, humid, high 78 to 84. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, humid, high in the upper 70s to mid 80s, and on Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.